I want to introduce you to Mark Scovran. Those of you all who have not had the chance to meet Mark, he is just an extraordinary leader. He's got a very diversified, unique blend of experience, great visionary, just a remarkable coach and trainer. He's very, very laser-focused and on purpose about accomplishing what he sets out to do, and he's got a real method behind that. He's going to be teaching that over the next several weeks. Mark's been devoted over the past 25 years to personal development and really teaching others how to live a life by design. It's one of the things that I can say that he really has done over the years. I've always been a big believer that we were put on this planet not to make a living, but put on this planet to make a difference. And Mark really exemplifies that. I mean, he's definitely made a difference in thousands of people's lives by showing them how to generate an additional income stream. And for hundreds of people, he's shown them how to be able to walk away from their full-time job and work from home. And I think that is one of the most extraordinary things that you can do on the planet, is to show other people how to really have success so that they can live their life the way that they set out to live. And so tonight is just a part of a series of trainings in which Mark is going to teach you how to have everything that you want out of life. So please get yourself in a quiet spot where you can take notes. Please help me welcome my great friend and business partner, Mark Scovran. Take it away, Mark.
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much. I, too, want to welcome everyone to the call tonight. And, Jeff, I'm looking on the dashboard on the computer. We have, man, record-breaking attendance tonight. And I think it was because of the announcement of what we're going to be teaching on over the course of the next few weeks. And, ladies and gentlemen, what I want to tell you is that I appreciate you making time for the call. And my commitment to you is that we're going to do the best job that we know how to do to make it worth your time. So we appreciate everyone being on the call tonight, those of you that have been on the team for a long time and in the company for a long time, and those of you who are new, welcome each and every one of you. Well, for sure, the announcement that went out that we're going to be teaching the free course, You Were Born Rich, over the next five consecutive weeks must have had an impact upon many of you, because the computer just keeps lighting up with people joining the call tonight. This course is adapted from Bob Proctor's course by the same name. Now, the Bob Proctor audio series itself, if you were to buy the audio series, is $595. And we realize that most people simply won't spend that amount on a single audio series. If you take the course live, it costs much more than that. And so what we have done is studied the course intensely, distilled the most important information into notes, and taken the technology from the course. And we're going to be making it available to you for free on these calls. We're going to be conducting this course as follows. Tonight will be a rather short training, as we're just going to explain the course, a little bit about the course. We're going to get into just kind of a preamble of You Were Born Rich and tell you how to prepare for the subsequent lessons, because there is some preparation which will better equip you to be able to receive the information. So that's going to be tonight. And then over the course of the next 4 weeks, we are going to cover You Were Born Rich in four separate sections. What we encourage you to do is to tell all your teammates, tell all of your friends, whether or not they're even in our business, even if they don't have any intention on being in our business, quite frankly, they will benefit greatly from the information that we're going to share tonight. I've been involved, as you heard Jeff say, in self-development and transformational technologies for decades, and have spent, if I were to add up all the money I've spent on books and tapes and CDs and DVDs and courses, live courses and things like that, the total would be over $100,000 easily. And it's been, you know, well worth that money, because what you put in, you get back out. So, you know, tell your friends, if they're in the business, not in the business, have no intention, doesn't matter. We're committed it's going to make a difference for each and every one of you. We encourage you to be on the call on time, be in a quiet spot, and have a notebook and or journal dedicated for this course. And come walk with us for the next 5 weeks as we reveal the secrets that have been kept from you all along. And that is that you were actually born rich, and how to manifest it in your life today. You know, Bob Proctor talked in an interview one time about the fact that when he went to release this course, and he had been very, very successful in the areas of direct selling and consumer direct sales and made millions of dollars. And when he went to release this particular course, which was his grand achievement after many, many decades, that many of his consultants said, you know, don't call it You Were Born Rich. That's what he wanted to call it. He said, don't call it You Were Born Rich because that name's going to turn people off. People aren't going to know how to take that. And he went ahead with it anyway and said, you know, we're going to call it You Were Born Rich because that's what he believed. And, you know, the title of the course can be almost a little confronting, almost a little confusing. How could you be born rich if you weren't born into money, if you weren't born into a family with money? Well, as the coursework will reveal over the course of the next 4 weeks, with tonight as just laying the groundwork, you're going to see that you were, in fact, born rich. And it's a matter of a few simple steps in order for you to be able to manifest that into the physical plane, okay, into the real world, into your bank account, into your wallet, which is where you want it, right? Okay, so this course, I'm going to tell you, will make a world of difference for you the remainder of this year, really into 2012, and show you how you can create a new life, the one that you were entitled to live, as you discover the secret that has eluded you for so long, that you were born rich and how to claim it. So as a reminder, tonight is just kind of like the preamble, but it's going to be very, very important as we lay the groundwork for our minds to be able to understand and manifest the results of being born rich. You know, many times the success that you seek is not always so much reaching out for something that you don't have, but rather reaching over and rearranging the pieces that are already there in your life. I'm going to repeat that. Many times the success that you seek is not always so much reaching out for something that you don't have, now listen to this, but rather reaching over and rearranging the pieces that are already there in your life. Everyone has dreams of what they want to have and accomplish. By letting the ideas of this course fill your consciousness, your life will instantly become a fascinating journey. But I want to tell you, and in fact warn you, that the journey is not going to begin as if you're walking through a beautiful flower garden, for instance. In fact, to go on this journey means that you'll be confronted by construction sites, detours, potholes. In other words, a respectable amount of resistance from virtually everyone and everything that you know. This doesn't mean that the journey isn't working its way toward your desires or that the journey won't be worth it. In fact, it will mean that. The fact that you'll meet with resistance will be a sign that you're on the right path. Now, this is not something I've imagined. This is something that I'm speaking from experience. And as you begin to live your dream, you must keep in mind you are now moving in the opposite direction to which you have been conditioned to follow. Let's go ahead and repeat that part. See, as you begin to walk this way, as you begin to this journey, as your dream becomes manifested, please keep in mind you will be moving in the opposite direction to which you have been conditioned to follow. You're now going to be going against the grain. You're now going to be moving against 95% of the people. Have you ever been in a crowded area, perhaps at an amusement park or a shopping center during the holidays or some kind of an event, perhaps one of the company conventions, and you're trying to go one way and it seems like everyone else is going the other way? It's pretty tough, isn't it? That's what it's like for you to get to the other side of practicing the technology, which is you were born rich. You know, on the Korean Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C., in bold letters, these words are engraved. Freedom is not free. If you're going to live your life the way you want to live it, understand that the price is high, and it does not come easy. However, the rewards are phenomenal, and they are rewards that only a very small, select group of people ever collect. Now, what I want to do is talk to you for a moment about an old Chicago landmark. Actually, it was a lavish pink resort that stood on Lake Michigan at Sheraton near Foster for almost half a century. It was called the Edgewater Beach Hotel. It's been closed since 1967, but what a great part of Chicago's history it is. The original 400-room structure opened in 1916. And during the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, the Edgewater Beach was Chicago's place to see and be seen. Countless weddings, proms, dances, and other events drew neighborhood residents and people from, quite frankly, all over the world. On any given night, you would actually be able to rub elbows with such celebrities as Betty Davis, Tallulah Bankhead, Nat King Cole, Perry Como, Marilyn Monroe, major sports figures including Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. All the big bands play there, Tommy Dorsey, Wayne King, and many others. But in 1923, at the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago, there was a very special meeting that took place. Eight of the world's wealthiest financiers met. These eight men alone, listen to this, controlled more money than the United States government at that time. They included the president of the largest independent steel company, the president of the largest gas company, the greatest wheat spectator, the president of the New York Stock Exchange, a member of the president's cabinet, the greatest bear investor on Wall Street, the head of the world's greatest monopoly, and the president of the Bank of International Settlement. Now, certainly one would have to admit that a group of the world's most successful men was gathered in that place, at least men who had found the secret of earning money. These are people, these are men who must have enjoyed success beyond measure. Let's see where these 25 men were 25 years later. Well, the president of the largest independent steel company, Charles Schwab, lived on borrowed money for 5 years before he died bankrupt. The president of North America's largest gas company, Howard Hobson, went insane. The greatest wheat spectator, Arthur Cutten, he died abroad, totally insolvent. What about the president of the New York Stock Exchange? That was Richard Whitney. He was sent to the famous Sing Sing Penitentiary. What about the member of the president's cabinet, Albert Fall? Well, he was pardoned from prison in his last days so he could die at home. Oh, and that greatest bear investor on Wall Street, that was Jesse Livermore. He died of suicide. The head of the greatest monopoly ever, Ivar Kruger, also killed himself. And the president of the Bank of International Settlement, Leon Fraser, also died a suicide. Each of these great men learned well the art of earning money, but it would seem that not one of them had ever learned how to live a rich life, which was their birthright. It's stories like this one that have caused many well-meaning but arrogant people to say, "See, I told you it's not good to have a lot of money. It's bad. It just goes to show you that rich people really aren't happy." But of course, that is just not true. For although these eight men would appear to have slid off the track, there are many wealthy people who are very happy and who do a tremendous amount of good with their money, and they live healthy, balanced lives. So I want you to consider this. Money will have a greater influence on your life than almost any other commodity that you can think of. Indeed, the sudden loss or acquisition of money will affect your attitude to a tremendous extent. Therefore, you must agree that everyone should have a deep understanding of exactly what money is and of the laws governing its attraction. Yet the sad fact is that not one person in 10 does. In fact, 95 people out of 100 settle for whatever they get, wishing they had more all the way from the cradle to the casket and never understanding that they actually could have had all that they wanted. Now, let me digress for a moment. As we journey together through this course, you might have a tendency to let your mind wander off, either thinking about someone you know who has perhaps earned a great deal of money, or possibly someone you know who has gone into bankruptcy, or other, it may trigger some other thoughts about events or people, that kind of thing. I want to suggest to you that you attempt to keep focusing only on yourself, during these next 4 weeks, following today and tonight included. Keep focusing on yourself. This coursework is about the work that you're going to be doing on yourself. Because as you focus on yourself, don't focus on what someone else has or does not have, because that's not going to affect you or improve your financial situation in any way, shape, or form. So here's what we're going to do. Over the next 4 weeks, we're going to explore this course together. You don't have to pay the $595 to buy the course. Congratulations. You don't have to take the course in some other city and fly to it and get a hotel accommodation. So that's a good thing. You get to experience this course over 4 weeks from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free. But that doesn't mean you're going to get the benefit of the course. I have to warn you ahead of time. There will be people on this call. We have a record number of people on the call tonight. But there will be people on this course that walk away and get very little to no benefit at all. There'll be people on this course that get some tips and hints and notes and some quotes. And that'll be great, but that won't be really doing the course or getting the technology. Now, if you want to get the most out of the course, there are some things that I'm going to instruct you to do, which is why it was important to have a forward conversation before we even begin the actual course. If you don't do them, by the way, you don't have to do them. I'm not trying to be the boss of you. I'm not going to check on anyone. I'm not going to call you and ask you if you're doing these things. But let me tell you this. If you really want to get the benefit of the course, I'm going to challenge you to do some things. Some things that you may not yet understand until we get further into the course. Because tonight, remember, is about preparing you for the course. So what I want to do now is to have you write down what I tell you. So my request is that you write down six very simple things. Six things, very simple. I don't want you to judge them. I don't want you to make a decision on them. I just want you to write them down. They're very simple things, just six simple things. But I'm warning you, for most of you, the completion of these very simple things, for most of you, will be absolutely impossible. You won't be able to complete them. And yet they're so simplistic. But during this course, for the next 4 weeks, to the conclusion of the course, here are the six things that you're invited to do without understanding yet why, so that you get the most out of the course. Wow, that takes a lot of trust, doesn't it? Well, it'll be up to you. It depends on how intentional you are and how committed you are about getting the most out of the course. Number one, make a commitment to yourself to be on the call each week. That's it. Seems pretty simple. Be on each week, no matter what. Just be on each week. It's number one. Be on the call, on the course each week. Number two, make a commitment to be on time. Now, on time will look like at least a couple of minutes early so that you're on time when the course begins. Doesn't seem very terribly difficult, does it? Be on time. Watch the things that start to come up in your life. As you begin a technology like this, it's very, very, very powerful technology, will become extremely confronting. Even before the end of the night tonight, it'll become very confronting. And things will come up. You'll see what I mean. So number one, be on the call each week for the next 4 weeks. Number two, be on time, which means be early. Some people think as long as they're there 15 minutes late, they're there on time. Always amazes me people that come into the room, disrupt the room, you know, wave at people, say hi to people, talk to people, meetings going on. Always fascinates me, human behavior. I invite you to be here each week for 4 weeks and be on time. Many of you won't be able to do that. Number three, each week, I invite you to be in a quiet spot with a notebook or journal, something like that, and a pen to take plenty of notes. You want to write down some of the things that we're going to be teaching you. We're going to be talking to you about coursework and technology that's worth, well, what would it be worth if it gets you to where you want to be financially? It'd be worth just about everything, right? And here you're going to be getting it for free. So first three things, they sound pretty simple, don't they? Okay? Here we go for number four. Number four is going to challenge a lot of you. Number four is going to challenge a lot of you just by the fact that I'm mentioning it. You're going to wonder why. You're going to go into inquiry. You're going to go into resistance. You're going to go into, you're not telling me what to do. And that's fine. I don't intend to. Number four, the request is that for the next 4 weeks, you ready? 90% of you won't be able to do this. For the next, even though it's simple, very simple. You ready? You sure? For the next 4 weeks, don't read or watch the news. For 4 weeks. Just 4 weeks. Don't read or watch the news. You say, well, I got to know what's going on. I got to know what's going on in the world. I got to suppose something's happening. And what are they doing with the Michael Jackson trial? And what are they doing with the Penn State coach? And what are they doing in politics and the allegations against Kane? And what are they doing about? You know something? Let me explain something to you. If one of the people in the world that you love the most, and I hope it isn't this way for any of you, by the way, but if one of the people, and by the way, if any of you were at my age in life, then we've all encountered this. If any of you were at the bedside for the last few days of one of the people you love the most in a hospital or in a hospice, you wouldn't pick up the newspaper. You wouldn't turn on the news. And it wouldn't bother you at all, because you'd be paying attention to something far more important to and in your life. The thought of what's going on around the planet would fade from you. Whatever happens over here or happens over there. So number four, for the next 4 weeks, I invite you to see what it's like by not reading or watching the news. Number five. Very simple things, right? These aren't difficult things. I'm not asking you to travel from one city to the next. I'm not asking you to take out a $1 million loan. I'm not asking you to climb Mount Everest. I'm not asking you to do anything like that. I'm not even asking anyone to quit smoking or lose 10 pounds. I'm just saying, don't watch the news. And number five, for the next 4 weeks, don't participate in any conversations about the economy, if it has to do with how rough it is out there, or anything negative at all. Don't participate. Simply walk away from negative conversations. Negative conversations, walk away. Don't participate. Well, by the way, you know what goes in with that category? Specifically, gossip. Don't gossip for 4 weeks. So let's see, what have we got? Be on each week. Be on time. Be in a quiet spot with a notebook and a pen. Take notes. Don't watch or read the news for 4 weeks. Don't participate in conversation. Now, when I say participate, it doesn't mean you get to – if you're following these instructions, you can't stand there and just listen. You say, well, I didn't participate. I just listened for 30 minutes. I just stayed by the – I didn't talk. I just stood there and listened, you know? And what's that song? I didn't participate in any gossip. And gossip, if it's true, right? Just want to listen to it? No. Don't participate in negativity. Don't participate in negative conversations, how bad it is out there, the news, and gossip. Walk away. And finally, number six, I want you to tell and invite five people to be on these calls that aren't going to be on the call, that don't have any plans to be on the calls. Reach out to five people that perhaps aren't even in your business. Friends, relatives, whatever, tell them about the call. Tell them, you don't even know what's going on here. This call, all you know is this crazy guy. He's been in the business for 24 years, direct sales, and been documented, made millions of dollars. He's teaching Bob Proctor's course on how to be rich. You were born rich, and I'm going to teach it over the course of 4 weeks. He's telling us, and just invite people to be on. Now, it's not your responsibility whether they get on or not, but invite them in a compelling way. You know why? Because whether or not they get in the business or in the business has nothing to do with it. They can be five people not even in the business. Doesn't matter. We want you to make a sincere effort to pay this forward. We want you to make a sincere effort to make a difference for people even before the difference starts to occur. You'll understand this, by the way, as we get into the course. By the way, so those are the six things. Okay? Those are the six things. But here's extra credit as part of number six. If you want to. if you really want to ramp up the course, if you really want to turn it up a notch, if you really consider yourself a big-time achiever, if you're really on the edge of your seat and really excited about this, here's what I invite you to do. Give away some money this week. In between this Monday and next Monday, give away some money. Now, I don't really care about the amount. Let the amount just come to you. Just meditate on the amount. If you like to pray, pray. If prayer is not what you do, then meditate. If you don't like to meditate, just wait and affirm it and just come up with an amount. I don't care about the amount. I don't care who you give it to. I don't care what the cause is. But give some money away. But give it away, here's the rule, to someone who can use it, who can really use it. It can be $5. It can be just $5. It can be a dollar. It can be a dollar if you stop at a traffic light, homeless person, maybe give away a dollar, maybe $5. I don't care if you give away $100. You might be in a different financial situation and want to give away $1,000. You might want to do that. Give it to someone who can really use it. You say, well, hold on, Mark. I can really use it. Now, wait, you don't understand. That's why I'm on the dadgum call tonight, because I can really use it. I got it. Then you really need to give it. The more you need to get it, the more you need to give it. So that's it. Be on the call each week, number one. Number two, be early. Be on time. Number three, quiet spot, notebook, pen, take notes. Number four, don't read or watch the news. Number five, don't participate in negative conversations, economy, how rough it is, job market, anything negative, including gossip. Number six, invite five people to be on the calls, whether or not they're in the business. And if you want extra credit, give away some money. Now, all of this will make more sense as we get into the course over the next 4 weeks. I promise. I absolutely promise. Six simple things. Can you do them? Each and every week will contain lessons, stories, universal laws for attainment, and each week you will be presented with challenges to grow you into a state where you can receive the money, and in fact, more money than you ever have in the past. We want you to prosper. We're going to teach you. You were born rich. And we're going to teach you to be prosperous. The word prosperous comes from the word prosper. And in its root actually means, does anyone know? It means wholeness. Isn't that interesting? Prosperity, becoming prosperous, has in its root prosper, which is wholeness. So to actually have a prosperous life is a life of wholeness. And, you know, prosperity should no longer be regarded so much as a matter of politics and economics, and that's why we want you to keep away from the news and all that. We don't want that stuff going into your head for 4 weeks. We want it to be more a matter of increased understanding and growth. So your prosperity will come as a matter of increased understanding and growth. True abundance on all levels of life comes as a result of developing a prosperous consciousness. And consciousness is the result of certain ideas that we will get you to hold in your mind. Okay? Now, you know, most of us on the planet have been raised and taught. The news talks about it. Sitcoms talk about it. Television broadcasts it, radio stations, it's all over the place. We have been taught to endure a pinched and narrow existence for no good reason at all. We have blocked our greater good from getting through us in the process and to us in the process. Now, I want to tell you something, and I'm not here to be your clergy. There's absolutely nothing blessed. There's nothing divine about a pinched existence. There's nothing honorable about it. There's an honorable way to go through that. There's an honorable way to handle it. There's an honorable way to be about it. But there's nothing blessed or divine or honorable about continuing an existence of less than. There's nothing divine about a narrow, limited way of life. It is not the Creator's intention for you and I to live that kind of a life. It proves nothing but the foolishness and ignorance of man who actually lives in a universe of lavish abundance. Anyone who leads a pinched, narrow existence is not expressing his true nature, which you were born to be. You're only cheating yourself. It's not an accusation. It's not a make wrong statement. It's not a go sit in the corner and wear this silly hat statement. If this has happened to you, I want you to know there's something you can do about it. You're going to open your mind to be able to receive the fact that you were born rich. And the word receive means to accept. Okay? Receive means to accept. Psychologists tell us that we can have anything we can mentally accept, but we must mentally accept it first. Okay? Is your mind open so that you can receive? All right. Remember, this was the preamble. This was the forward-looking statement. This was the preparation before we get into the meat of our journey. And by the way, when we start next week into the meat of our journey, you'll start to understand what happened to those eight men that gathered at that hotel in the 1920s. I look forward to this journey with you over the next 4 weeks. And remember these six simple things. Be on each week. Number two, be on early. Be on time. Number three, quiet spot, notebook, journal, pen. Number four, don't watch or read the news for 4 weeks. You say, well, what do I do instead of watching and reading the news? Pick up a great book. Go spend time with your children or your parents or some community service. Go get a journal. Ask questions of inquiry and go into inquiry and ask questions of yourself and answer them in the journal. You're not going to miss the news. Keep that out of your head for 4 weeks. You'll be miraculous what will happen to you. Number five, don't participate in conversations about the economy, how rough it is, the job market, the housing market, any negativity, including gossip. Number six, tell and invite five people to be on the calls, pay it forward, and for extra credit, give some money away. And pay attention. Really give it away intentionally. So, hey, if I give my money away, you don't understand, if I give my money away, I'm being intentional about it. Well, good. That's what we want you to do. Be intentional about it. Notice what happens when you pass it on. Really, really pay attention what happens when you give money. Watch what happens to them. Notice what happens to you. Notice what happens to you. Take time to take a deep breath as you do it. You actually might just get in the habit of doing it. Okay. That's it for setting up the next 4 weeks. I look forward to seeing you on our next call. Have a great week of growth, everyone, and good night.